I think it's in like form 6 that like I have to get ready for DSE examination, and my school assigned a new teacher, and he just started a new style of teaching, and it inspired me a lot. Yeah, because he tried to put it in a more a more comfortable way, like creating a better atmosphere for learning, and I think it improves my English a lot. Yeah.
And was that something that happened for all the English classes in your school, or was just your class that
just
changed?
Because he's the head of the English department, and my former teacher just left the school, and he was assigned to teach my class, and I think he taught really well.
And students in the other classes, did they want to join your class?
Yeah, some of them, they talked about that, because some of the teachers are a bit too harsh, like too, they focus too much on the examination itself.
Yeah. And in the end, we know that the examination is the kind of like final part. Did you get a result that you were happy with?
Yes.
And do you credit the teacher for that?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about reading. Any memorable reading experiences in English you could share?
Reading. Yes, I love the book called Animal Farm. And also, I've read some Shakespeare's, but not the full version of it. Like, I read it in lower form. Yeah.
And these days, do you do much reading in English?
Not for books, but some passages, like maybe related to sports. Yeah, I'll read it in English.
So you go online or read a newspaper?
I go online.
And what, you follow a team?
Yeah. There's a website that actually has lots of sports news, and I just visit it every day and look at all kinds of news.
Sounds interesting. Now, also, you're involved in community service. So, when you're doing that, is that all done in Cantonese, or you use any English in that at all?
All done in Cantonese, but we are planning to have some services for non-local students, and we might use English for the language.
Well, that's a very nice thing. Now, what about in the future after you graduate? How do you imagine using English then?
I think in Hong Kong, most companies use English as their main language, so I think I'll use it often.